to Wales and hockey tales with Wally. For the fans to the players living their hockey dream. To Wales and hockey tales with Wally. Kim Carden, Sendryuski, and everywhere in between.
Welcome to another episode of Two Ales and Hockey Tales with Wally. And today, I'm so excited to have on, for about the 37th time, an unknown age from Cardiff, Wales. They won't post it, folks. He's an enigma. His hockey journey has taken him to Wales, Manchester, England, before they became the Chocolate Storm, sharpened the wheels for Team China, and most recently was a part of the World Championships with Team Austria in the under-18s, Unterochsens. In Austria, folks. And that's because he's become a bit of a legend around the Shed and Graz, Austria, where he has ran the show for the past four seasons and seems to have found a home with the 99ers. Folks, he knows how to hockey and he will do whatever it takes to win, even spray paint my tallywhacker for the boys. Welcome back to the Shed, Deese.
Hello, Wally. How are you doing?
Good. I didn't know this was going to happen today. Isn't this fun when you wake up and you don't know what's going to happen in a day?
It's just one of those random messages, what you're doing today. But I just want to quickly go on record and say that tin of spray paint lasted us a real long time because that's not a lot of a tallywhacker.
Well, it lasts a long time because we used a lot of different colors each game, right?
We did. We used a lot of colors.
You know, we've talked about this before, Deese, and you've come on so many times, but those pregame speeches of 2015-16, I don't think people really understand what went on in that Cardiff Devils locker room that season.
Some weird shit. Some super weird shit was said.
We were hockeying the hell out of that season, weren't we? We were playing hockey as hard as we could for guys that didn't play.
I think if you try to do that in today's dressing room, guys would be weirded out.
Yeah.
Like, they've got HR departments and stuff now. So, like,
in hockey, they do?
Yeah. You know, they've got people.
People can go to HR if, you know, like, I got naked for the boys. That wouldn't be good.
Yeah. So,
it's whereas, like the real world now.
You know, yeah. They take a dim view on it, and I found out this year that they take a dim view of you walking around the team bus naked too.
Did you try that out?
So
you pulled the old Carl Hudson, did you?
Yeah, I pulled the old Carl Hudson. Was walking down the bus with beers. I don't beer.
Well, Deese, nobody wants to see you naked. If you had a body like mine, people would, you know, they would enjoy it more.
Yeah, like Bozo the Clown over there.
That's when I knew I had to turn the page in my life, though, Deese. It was one of the last weekends of the season, and I went to the Chocolate Storm shelter as a pregame speaker on the fan bus and had a few...
A lot of mud.
That's when I knew that it was time to grow up, Deese. It was time that I had to grow up. Before a hockey game, I dressed like a Viking with an axe, a sword, and a shield, and your grubby mitts We went outside and you grabbed mud and dirt and put your grubby mitts all over me and covered me in dirt to make me look more authentic.
I wasn't the one with the semi, Wally.
It was cold outside.
Like a chipolata gone hard.
What a world, though, eh? That same arena where I realized when your mitts got on my body that it was time to make changes in my life. And now they throw chocolate on the ice in that same arena every time they win, eh?
That's a great barn, though, to be fair.
Isn't it?
It's a great barn. The fans are awesome in there. They're like so passionate in Manchester.
Well, so, man, the way they've grabbed a hold of this chocolate thing, man, like we started a hockey tradition in Manchester now, you know? It's cool.
We got to feed the players after game somehow there, that's why.
Well, they got to earn it, right?
Finner and Ginner are saving on the budget, not feeding guys, because they can eat chocolate bars.
I mean, it's got to be hard to pay your players when your sponsors haven't even paid their whole bill, though, right? Sorry, Finner. I got more coming. I had another raffle. Thanks, everybody, for buying tickets. I found it really neat that Sheffield Steelers fans bought tickets, a few Devils fans, and I know everybody's loyal to their teams, but that people supported me and bought tickets for my made-up hockey team in the shed to help me pay a bill for having fun. I really appreciated that. There were Sheffield Steelers fans. I know Adam Brewer. He bought 40 tickets at £2 a pop, man. I would have just given you a jersey for that much money. And I said thank you to him. He's like, man, you make my commute to work so much better. And he put in 40 tickets to win again. And the last one he won, he gave away. He gave it to the Batemans at the first Sheffield game this year. And it's like, so you're buying 40 tickets just to support me and you're giving the jerseys away if you win them? You're a shed guy. You know?
I love a guy.
Yeah. Way to go, Adam. Keep up the good work. And a Sheffield Steeler fan won the jersey this time. And he said to me, I'm a Steeler fan funding a Storm player with a laughing face. And I thought, man, this is getting awfully hockey out here in the shed, ain't it?
I don't think he can wear that in his barn, though.
It's a two ales and hockey tails jersey. He can.
Oh, I thought he no, because the raffle was to pay your bill in Manchester. That's what I thought it was, a Manchester shirt. But I
got it was just backwards. One of my jerseys. So then, I just whatever we make, send that money straight to Manchester. And then, it's like I don't really have to pay the bill because my team's paying it for me and it takes everybody to win,
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, team. Cool team we've set up here in the shed, isn't it? And we got like a whole team of equipment managers now too, right? Andy over in Sweden running amok.
You got Fargo. That was a really good one. I enjoyed that. And then you got Maxi. Spoke to Maxi today. I call him Fargo. Looks like he's from that little town in buttfuck nowhere. So definitely from Fargo. But yeah, and I was talking to Maxi this morning. And then I spoke to Taff. I don't know, an hour ago, maybe a little more.
You guys are in touch with each other, eh? You shed guy, kit guys?
We keep in touch. We all know what's going on across the world. And I spoke to a couple of guys at the World Championships the last few days that I know when. So.
Yeah. Let
me cancel that.
What are you doing now?
There you go.
I'm surprised you can even sign into Zoom, dude.
I had to re-download it. I normally use my Mac, but the camera's broke, so I have to use my phone today.
Mm-hmm. Well, you look fine. But Andy said when he came on Fargo to ask you next time you come on about burning his buddy's blocker and glove on the dryer.
See, I didn't burn it, and I didn't melt it. There's a whole nother story, but I'm not talking about it here because it'll open up a big can of worms and it'll piss people off. But
mistakes happen.
I'll talk to you off air.
Fair enough. But mistakes happen, Deese. And if they're your mistake, you just got to own it, right? Just own it. Say, hey, my bad, guys. I'll be better. But if that's not the case, that's fine.
Okay? It's my side, there's his side. And if I tell my side, it'll turn into a shit show. So we'll just keep it off air.
Well, I know what you're like as an equipment guy. I remember there was like one or two guys that like ruffled your feathers a bit And then the guys that don't ruffle your feathers, you're like, what do you want me to do for you? Anything. I'll do anything. I'll tighten every screw on your helmet before games. I remember you doing that for me. I'm like, dude, I don't need anything from you. My helmet's fine. But then there are other guys that kept asking for stuff. And you're like, man, this guy doesn't stop.
Yeah, they get shut down pretty quick.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be annoying.
So, yeah.
Like, what do you really need to go out there and muck it up in a practice?
Yeah, I haven't had one of those guys for a few years. You get one guy every year that's a little more high maintenance than others. Mm-hmm. But haven't had one of those guys for a few years now where you hear they say, this. I'm like, oh, shit.
Here we go again.
Yeah. But luckily, I've done well.
Well, you mentioned Taff, so he'd be in Prague with Team Great Britain, my favorite squad. And it's a Disney movie, folks. I'm going to keep saying it until Disney makes a movie. Tomorrow, our fellas are about to lace them up against Team Canada and Connor Bedard.
Yeah, and they brought in five more players today, Team Canada too. So who they brought in? Tavares has showed up today. Braden Point showed up. Another really? Lightning guy. Yeah, they brought in five guys that have just got knocked out the playoffs.
That's not going to help Team Great Britain.
No. Bouncy's going to see more rubber than the M4, I think Bouncy's going to see.
Wow.
As if he's a starter. I don't know who the starter is tomorrow. Right.
Well, they're ready. I can't wait. I'm going to, whatever time it's at, I'm getting up to watch that sucker. I'll be wearing all my Team GB swag to watch it too.
I don't know. Do you want me to see what time it is for you? Wait a second. I don't know what time it is tomorrow.
I'm pretty sure it's early here.
That'd be early for you, but I don't know if they get the afternoon game or if they got the evening game tomorrow.
You just focus and stay today, in Wally. The shed here. Don't worry about it. That's tomorrow's problems. I'll be there supporting the boys.
Here you go. It's 12:20 Prague time, so it's 11:20 my time.
It's
you're five behind me, aren't you?
It's 6:20. 6:20 a.m. Yeah. I'll be there. Yeah. Got to support your boys. Like, when you think about it, when I go to the Big Blue Tent in Cardiff, Wales in 2014-15, then the end of that season when I'm writing my capstone or thesis or whatever the thing's called, and I'm in Eli Jenkins, my honey hole in Cardiff Bay, and I'm watching Team GB in the World Championships, and they're in, like, the third division down or whatever. And then you see our fellows when back-to-back golds, they're in the top pool. They beat France in overtime and Ben Davis scores the overtime winner. And fun fact, he's coming to the shed on Monday, we're pretty sure. And that's going to be right after he mucks it up against Canada and Finland. And then he's going to come to my shed. That's hockey, baby. Right?
He's going to be tired.
Yeah.
He is going to be super tired.
Well, I'll try and keep him up.
You'll be fine.
This is something to document for the rest of their lives, though, right? Playing Team Canada and Connor Bedard. And, like, they've earned this opportunity, right?
Yeah, and you don't get to play against, like, they've earned to be there, and they're playing against the world's best. And so, you know, regardless of what the result is, they've just got to embrace that they shared the ice with them.
Oh, yeah. And
that's the main thing.
And, man, and do whatever it takes to not get relegated. When they beat France in that overtime game, man, it's like every country has their goal. It's like we have Paul Henderson from right around the corner here in Lucknow, Ontario, scored the big goal for Canada against Russia way back when. And then Ben Davis's goal against France was like that moment for Team GB, right?
It was wild. I remember it. Jonna just put it long, and then Jonna button hooked in the corner, fed Venny. Forehand, backhand, shelf.
Game, set, match.
The last game of the tournament's GB Austria, and I think that'll be whoever wins that will stay up.
Right.
So that's going to be.
Is there not a relegation game at the end though, where it comes down to one game? No.
No, it's the bottom team. Whoever has the lowest points at the end of the round robin goes down. So.
And they play Austria last.
Yeah, because I got five guys. I won't say a lot more about that, actually, but because they're not announced.
Right.
But I got five guys that are going to be with me next year. And I've got a lot of other friends on that team that have been through grads or I know from being around the league.
So you're going to be invested in that hockey match, eh? You're not You're not getting confused on who to cheer for, are you?
No, we've got to cheer for GB, but it's going to be a tough one when you've got buddies playing buddies.
Well, and if anybody wants to hear it from me, when Canada plays Team Great Britain, I'm cheering for Team Great Britain. Sorry, Canadians. It is what it is. My friends are on Team Great Britain. I don't know anybody on Team Canada, so whatever.
No, that's it. You got to go with your buddies. And I've got a lot of buddies on that GB team.
And it sure is fun seeing the underdogs do her, you know? Just imagine, like, if they competed tomorrow and it was a close game, and man, that'd be some fun stuff.
They can hold. The problem is the depth, obviously. Canada have got four huge lines. And gee, they're just going to burn GB out. So if they can just burn, if they can run with them, they'll be fine. But they've got to run with them and keep running with them.
Well, I hope they hang right in there, because I always said, like, when I was in Europe, and NHL guys that have been in the league for years would come over, and I'm like, that's really only how good you are? Like, I thought you were going to be better than this. And
see it all the time.
Right. And then, I don't think that the level I was playing at in Europe was really that far off. Like, I know it's not the NHL, but it's not that far off. And there are guys that could go from those leagues and hang in there and you wouldn't even notice, you know?
It's small margins and details. It's more about position and details than out and out stick handling and skill level.
Yeah, well, and those NHL guys are good. I've been watching some of this NHL stuff. There is some talent out there these days.
It's disgusting, these sick things with Bedard, McDavid, Draisaitl. It's like, holy shit.
Yeah, they really toss the puck around these days. I find it interesting watching the NHL now, though, that, like, the first power play units on almost every team, like, they're taking up, like, the whole 2 minutes. And it's like, now you see why these guys are putting up 150 points. It's because they don't ever change on the power play. Like, it wasn't long ago where every team was using two power plays every power play. And now those days seem to be gone.
Yeah, unit one took 1 minute, 1 minute 15, and then unit two came out and see what they did.
Yeah.
And like you say now, you got McDavid out there for the full two, and it's crazy. It's crazy fitness. But then once you set up in a zone, you don't actually move a lot because you just pinballing the puck around and let the puck work for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's all seam work.
Well, and like if you have those guys and they don't get tired for 2 minutes, you're going to put them out there.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
I probably couldn't have lasted the whole 2 minutes, you know, conditioning issues.
That's what Lisa said.
So Team Austria, you were just with them in the under-18s, eh? How'd that go?
We got a bronze. We really should have won it because we were 2-1 up over Germany, who won the gold, and then we let in two goals super late in the game, lost 3-2, and then Germany went through obviously and got the gold, and then I think it was our last game. It was us and Ukraine for the silver. We had to win in regulation to get the silver, and we were tied 2-2 with 2 minutes to go. So we pulled the goalie because once we go to overtime, we were stuck in bronze. And then they just got lucky and scored. So we got bronze. But it was a real tight group, real, real fun tournament. And got to see a few equipment guys that I know from around my league and from just being around. So it was fun to hang out.
What countries were they
with
then?
My one buddy Nikolai's with Denmark. And then I know the German guy, he was really good fun. And then JP, my friend JP, he was in Linz this year. He's a Finnish guy. And somehow he was on the Japanese team. So it was like, walked in the rink, I was like, what the fuck are you doing here?
Well, it's interesting being around arenas again. And hockey people they're the ones around the hockey arenas. It's like going back to small town Ontario nowadays, and like we go wherever to whatever arena, and it's like almost every arena I go into, I know somebody from somewhere, you know. It's weird.
It's wild. It really is such a small world.
Well, small world then. Your assistant coach for Team Austria under 18s, Matthias Lange, mucked it up against him. Yeah. He's a good goalie.
He was a good goalie back in his day. And his brother's going to be my head coach next season.
Harry is?
Yeah, Harry, that's it. Yeah, you know him from Germany, right?
He's the head coach in Graz?
Yeah, yeah.
Tell him to get his ass in the shed.
He's kind of busy right now because he's the assistant coach for Team Germany. And they're like probably halfway through their game against Slovakia right now.
So
okay. I spoke to him this morning.
He's the assistant coach of Team Germany right now?
Yeah.
There is a real shed guy convention going on in Prague right now.
Germany are 2-0 up over Slovakia. Yeah.
Well, Harry, I met in Dresden, but the first time I heard about him was from Sebastian Charpentier, Sharpie, my goalie in Bietigheim, absolute dandy. They played together in Graz or somewhere in Austria, and he raved of Harry Lange. And then he came to Dresden to play in our league, and he always raved about how he played, and he was their captain in Graz. And now he's the head coach, eh?
Yeah, a small world. But yeah, Matty was great fun while we were away. A lot of fun with Matty.
Yeah, well, he was in Schwenningen when I was in like Bietigheim. And then when I got asked to leave Bietigheim and went to Heilbronn, he was the punk that rolled in before playoffs and then won the championship for Bietigheim.
Nice. Just what you need.
The year after I left, that punk went in there and won it for them.
And he was also, he played the RPI and he played with Lord Ormo.
She's a small world when you start thinking about it, ain't it?
Real small.
Well, good for Harry. That would be like, that sounds like it fits, man. He was the captain way back when, and he's become a great coach in Germany, and now he's going back.
Yeah, but he gets to work with me, so he's like extra lucky.
Yeah. I think he'll get you from what I know of him.
Yeah, I've only met him once when he came to Graz for a visit, and we had a great time.
Well, you will have a great time. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
I don't know him that well.
That's all that matters.
But I already know because shed guys vouch for him. I did look at your roster for next season. There's a great name on it. Trevor Gooch. That's a good last name. Gooch.
I'm gonna give it to him all season, that's for sure. But he's a great guy.
Yeah.
He came into Graz because he was in Slovenia last year with Ljubljana. And so once we signed him at the end of the season, he came up and put some stuff, and he's living right by me, same floor apartment. So I met him and his girl, and he seems like a great guy, so we're gonna have fun.
How is your German now? Can du sprechen ein bisschen Deutsch?
Du bist... Ich kann sprechen ein bisschen Deutsch, aber sehr kleiner. I can order food, taxis.
Can you talk to your players?
Yeah, I can talk a little, but it's the dialects. When they talk really fast to each other, and then like you get two Salzburg guys together or two guys from Innsbruck, and I'm like, whoa, I don't know what you're saying now. But if they slow it down, I can like pretty much understand everything.
Yeah. My reading is
nowhere near good. Yeah.
I could understand everything, but I couldn't say what I wanted to say all the time. You know?
I can say a lot more now, but reading, I'm like, Google Translate that.
I used to be able to like Hammer, my boy, one of my best friends in the world and best teammates out there, he would teach me how to trash talk in German so I could like call people little whores and stuff like that, you know?
I haven't learned a lot of trash talking yet. I just know du bist ein Arschloch.
Right. But like guys would laugh at me when I'd say it because it would be funny, right? I was like joking. Yeah. It was like fun. Du kleine Nute. You know. Anyways, I had something else pop up in my head, but I don't think I should bring it up, should I?
I don't know. I'll just say no comment if it's not for public knowledge.
No, well, there's just not a lot of circumcision in Germany. I don't know what's going on in Austria.
I don't know. Well, I'm not a bird watcher, but
yes, you are.
You know, when the guys
I know you are. You're always hanging around the
guys rolling around. Then there's a lot of hoodies.
Yeah,
a lot of hoodies.
Yeah, there is an
lot of
Ameisenbären. Ameisenbären, that's an anteater in German. So when the boys get in the shower, I would always say, "Ah, Ameisenbären, Ameisenbären." Yeah, you know, I was just having fun. But
there's a lot of anteaters, yeah.
Yeah, Ameisenbärens. See, my German is still good.
Still got it.
Yeah. Anywho.
It's still Ordre Donner.
So you got anything to talk about today? I only have a few notes. We were going to go no notes here until you had stuff to do for a bit.
No, I got nothing to talk about. I'm just super busy here with, I'm back home in Cardiff for, I think I got another 6 weeks or something. I'm just doing a lot of stuff for my mum around the house because, like we spoke about before, my dad passed. So that I'm doing a lot of things for her and sorting out the house and shit. And then
it's just nice you get an off season in your job to get to go home and help her, right?
Yeah.
Most jobs you don't get an off season. Did you know I don't have an off season anymore? You work all the time.
I don't do that. As soon as season's finished, I pack down, get the guys out, and then I'm like, see you boys.
No, and that is a great part of being a hockey player professionally is the off season. It's a great time.
Oh, it's great. I saw Hendo yesterday. Went to see Corky and Todd. Was it yesterday? No,
so why,
Wednesday.
When you're seeing all these shed guys, why aren't you guys taking fun selfies and sending them to me? I don't get it.
I just didn't think. Just didn't think.
Right?
And then
no, that's not
I
uncommon.
Spoke
for you.
To the Silent Assassin. The Silent Assassin was messaging me the other day. You know,
you mean Richie?
Richie was messaging me the other day, and
I always called him the Quiet Psycho because he would block any shot.
The Silent Assassin.
Yeah. I got to get him in the shed too. Thank him for all my Team GB swag that I wear so proudly around here, you know?
Oh, he's got a lot of that. Over the years, he's accumulated a lot of that.
And that's how I got it. He says, "Hey, Wally, do you want this? Because I got quite a bit." I was like, yeah. It would mean the world to me. Can you? Yes, I'll take all of it. Thank you. Now I feel like I'm part of the team, you know, from over here.
You got your swag, you can roll around, and everyone's like, "What the fuck? Where'd you get that?"
Right? Yeah. And they're like, "Whoa, like what? What you, what?" And I'm like, "Yeah, that's right. I'm part of the team. Shed boost." It's like they won the gold medal last year, and Sarah from Sheffield brought a shed boost Team GB flag, and Mosey took a picture with a shed boost Team Great Britain flag on the ice after winning gold. What a world! Like, that is just melts my heart over here, you know?
That's sick.
It is.
Super international now, Wally.
Right. I had a fun idea this morning, and I texted one of my horse's moms to find out that both my horses, episode 363, made AAA after last season and winning all Ontario. And one of them, I switched from a D-man to a centerman, and the other guy had been cut from them last year to come back and play for me. And then he went there, ran amok, made the team right away, and both of them are on it. And I thought it was fun sponsoring Critch last year. And I thought, my horses are in AAA now. It'd be pretty cool if they were wheeling around with two ales and hockey tails on the back of their jerseys, right?
That's sick.
So but so they said
just
they won't.
Tied
they
it
won't,
up in Germany.
Oh dear, 2-2 now.
Yeah, looks like let's see. They got two quick goals.
What? Anyways, hey, Deese, stay with me here. They only will let someone sponsor the whole team and not just my horses.
Oh.
I'd have to sponsor the whole team. I don't even know any other kids. 3-2 Germany. For Harry.
Germany
wonder who else
scored.
Is coaching that team with him. Because I know a lot of coaches in Germany. The under-20 coach was Toby Abstrader, my line mate's brother.
I don't know if you can see the coaches on the IIHF website. Let me see.
You're distracted, Deese. You're like those new school punks that can't get off screens. We're talking to each other. Look at me.
I got ADHD, Wally. Of course I'm distracted. No, it doesn't say.
Okay, well, we can look it up later. Okay, Deese, stay with me. Stay in the pocket.
I got it.
I know we've talked like 37 times this shed, but you were the equipment guy in Manchester before they came the chocolate Manchester storm, right?
what a season of wildness that was. That was a fun year, actually.
Ginner was the goalie and Finner was the coach back then. Eh? Isn't it weird how the hockey world changes?
It's super weird. And Ginner's just announced that his wife is pregnant. Mm-hmm. So everybody's growing up.
I know. Isn't it weird seeing the puppies grow up?
It's super weird.
It's like super, that Devils documentary when like Batchy and Bouncy and everybody's got kids. And you're like, remember when it was just Colby ripping around? There's no other kids around.
I met Batchy's kid a few weeks ago. No, sorry, Bouncy's kid. I went for dinner at Bouncy's place, and he actually cooked dinner, and I didn't die, so that was good. And
I never knew Bouncy could cook.
Well, he put it in a microwave for 3 minutes. That was all. we just had some micro fries. It was fine. Mm-hmm. He called it cooking.
Well, anyways. Was Greg Bold the bus driver when you were there? Was there the Greggy bus?
Yeah, Greggy was there. Oh, that was got some. He had always had hot dogs on the way home. It's some little hot dog cooking thing.
And he seems to really take care of the boys.
Beers for the boys. Oh, beauty, absolute beauty, Greggy with his cow. He had cow print cowboy boots, like black and white cow prints. They were fucking wild.
He's hilarious, dude. Like, he's hilarious. I'll post pictures, and if there's like a topless dude, he'll be like, "Wow."
Oh yeah.
I'm like, Greggy, come on, man.
Yeah, he's fucking wild. Some great conversations with Greggy. He loves to drink tequila, and sometimes like end of season awards got him buckled, and he I'd say that's a guy who could write a book. Do a lot of things on buses.
Well, that's why you have him in the shed, is because then you get to hear all these fun stories. And like, he's such a shed guy. Then Jake went up to, I think it was Dundee, my director of shed marketing that got the Chocolate Storm started with me. He got the tour of the Greggy bus before boys were warming up out in Dundee. And it's like, that's so hockey with shed guys helping shed guys, you know?
That's Greggy, 100%. Loves that bus. Never seen a bus cleaner, actually.
A lot of guys rave of the bus. I didn't realize a bus could be that good. Bus. I mean, they're all just buses. You just get on there and sleep and play cards. And then they need a fridge.
Buses, like, you get a shit bus and it makes a trip miserable. You get a good bus and a good driver and it can change the trip totally.
You know what? The driver does matter, hey?
Oh, hugely.
You get those ones that hit the brakes and everybody's sleeping and you're like, are you serious? You know?
Or the ones that like that hit the brakes, then they accelerate hard as well. So you're like,
And you know what? I could be a great bus driver. I am as cool and calm behind the wheel as anybody can get.
Then you've got to help load the bus though, Wally, so that's not so fun.
Yeah, and I was never good at that. Loading the bus was not my forte.
Those bus drivers, you have to have a degree in Tetris to figure out how to get everything in there.
Yeah, they do pack a lot of crap in the bottom of that bus, don't they?
Oh, wild. Yeah. Especially like when you go, like in my league, I take so much stuff on road trips. And especially if we're going on a camp, like this year, but last year we went to Slovakia, we went to Nitra for 5 days, maybe 7 days. And you can just imagine the amount of shit I have to take for a 7 day roadie.
Yeah.
I was like, where the fuck are we going to put all this? Because I take 4 stick bags, you know, the amount of tape and everything. And it all goes in somehow. I don't know how, but he gets it all on the bus.
Yeah. No, it is. There's a lot to playing hockey. I've noticed it way more now that I'm not just the player, where you like take everything for granted and you just pack your own bag and get on the bus and go play the game. It's like, to make minor hockey happen, to get the refs to the games, to get a scorekeeper, to get all the different people that it takes to pull off a hockey game. And it's like in pro, there's way more people that it takes. There's all of it. There's the security people. There's all of it. There's a lot goes into putting a game on, isn't there?
There's a lot of balls in the air if you were a juggler, you know? There's a lot of things going on.
Well, and if you were like building an organization, like Todd with the Devils or, you know, all these other pro teams. It's like, to actually win, I would say it takes everyone. And like, it does take the right people in all those positions to actually have the players go out there and win a championship, I think.
Yeah, you can't do it unless everyone's going in the same direction. Everyone's got to buy in. Everyone's got to go same direction. Because once you go in, you've got one, two, three people going against you. Then it's just a shit show.
Miserable and negative, and it's just like, oh, I don't even want to be around you.
No, you can't be miserable. And especially the equipment guy. If you've got a grumpy equipment guy, it'll kill a room real fast.
It does.
Because obviously, equipment, you know, we're the first guy you see when you walk in every day. So if the equipment guy's grumpy and miserable, it's like, oh boy. Yeah. Or if the coach is grumpy and miserable, that's why you need an equipment guy to be the middle to say, hey, stay out the coach's way today. Mm-hmm. Just leave him in his room and don't go bug him because he's in one of his moods. That was my job in Cardiff when Lordo would freak out about something. I have to go, we'll just leave him alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you got to know when to leave people alone, that's for sure. But the equipment guy having a good attitude is a huge deal. That was like when I'd walk in the back of the big blue tent and you'd be standing there in a puddle with electrical cords going across the floor, sharpening skates with your tiny little shoes on. And I'm like, oh, Deese is here. He's ready to play.
Normally scream, morning, Wally, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Anyways, then when I stopped playing, then, you know, it'd be like, what are we doing tonight? And you'd be like, okay, go to Toys R Us. Here's your budget. Make a plan.
Let's see what we can figure out. See what's on sale so Toddy doesn't have a heart attack with us.
I remember the one pregame speech when I started chucking ninja stars, you know?
Oh, they were funny. You took those off Colby, didn't you?
Well, no, I got them from Toys R Us, and then we used them that night, and then it was Colby's new toy.
And Colby's like, sick.
I think Todd was thrilled when he got those receipts, right?
Nope. Particularly, he's like, when the fuck did I give you a budget? And I said, remember, we were at the bar and we were a fair few beers in and you were like, just do what it takes to win. And I was like, okay.
And we were doing what we thought it took to win, right?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So
it took the samurai swords, it took the ninja stars, it took all that. And that
fucking Thor hammer.
The Thor hammer, actually. I don't want to give you nightmares, Deese, but I do keep that safe here in the shed. Do you remember?
Still got the scar.
We were playing hockey, weren't we? I hit you with that thing as hard as I could hit somebody with a hammer.
I couldn't walk straight for like 2 weeks after that.
It still thundered and lightning for years. Yeah, still does.
Still going.
The battery's still going. And Pigs gave this to Colby when he turned 2 or 3. He's 11 now. Batteries still work.
Wow. Still probably got some of my ass skin stuck to it.
Well, we won that game, right? You took it for the team, Deese. You took it for the team. You blocked that shot for the boys, right? It was a hammer, not a puck.
Yeah. It was a last minute clap bomb, it felt like.
When you know, you had all day to prepare and you go on the fan bus all the way to Sheffield and then you get there a bit early and you hit the bar with the fans from the Devils and Sheffield and then you're like, all right, guys, I gotta go. And they're all laughing because they know I'm going to give a pregame speech. And then you sneak me into the showers. You can get a little wound up while you're standing there naked in the showers, trying to make sure the sensors don't go off, right?
Exactly.
So,
and then that was the time I walked past the bar. That was also I walked past the bar and I could just see you in there. And I was like, oh, I'll sneak in. And I quickly, someone threw me a beer and I downed a beer and then went back over to the locker room. Laura's like, where have you been? I don't know where, don't worry.
Oh, man. Yeah, but then when you come out and you're Steeler Dan, I'm like, well, watch this. I'm going to beat up Steeler Dan for you boys, just like you're going to beat up the Steelers tonight. And we did, right?
Yep, we did. I did it with a limp, but we did it.
What's weird for me now is after that and how much hatred I had towards the Steelers is now Steeler Dan, the real one, is going out on the ice at intermission and playing paper, rock, scissor with Barry the Baguette, who wears a 2 L's and Hockey Tails hat at every game last season. And they played paper, rock, scissor, a series at every game. And the guy's wearing a 2 L's hat. It's like, man, that's cool.
When are you getting Steeler Dan on?
I don't know. I tried to get Lightning Jack on from Manchester, and he said Finner would not approve of him talking.
Yeah, Lightning Jack doesn't speak. So, yeah, I guess it's the same with Steeler Dan. He did mascots don't speak, so
Do you
you
imagine
can't really
being in
do a
hockey
lot.
and not being allowed to talk? That is the only reason I like playing hockey, was to talk to people.
Yeah, that'd be tough. Be really tough. I
I don't
remember I
know
got in
how much
trouble
I would
in.
enjoy hockey when you're not allowed to speak and then kids come up and either high five you or punch you in the balls.
Do you remember in yeah, I think you were there in Coventry when you know they can walk back like past the back of the bench and the mascot, what's his name, Scorch or something, pushed me in the back and we were losing and I turned around and I just punched the mascot in the head. I remember getting in trouble for that one.
There's some mascot history in the shed. When I went on my Sutherland Cup run with my fellows from my hometown and we won the championship, my best friend, who had not played hockey growing up, he jumped into it late. He was our mascot. He was the Lion, and he would go out before the games and skate around with the flag, and he got into it. I mean, he was kind of like my pregame speaking. He had to get lubricated before to really get in the zone. And he even went on some road games too, like I did as a pregame speaker. It takes everybody to win. I remember one night in Stratford, our big rival, he went out there and pretended to be a lion, got down on all fours and pretended to pee on the logo. And man, they didn't like that. He
Tough
didn't
one, that one.
actually pee on it. He just pretended. He was just having
No, but
fun, but they didn't like that.
no, I can see why they don't like that one.
Well, so yeah, that was his first dust up. But then we go to the actual finals against the Thorold Blackhawks, the hometown of our goat, Joey Martin. And
Yep.
he's in the crowd
And
watching.
Sean Bentivoglio.
Yes, exactly. Benty too. But anyways, we're in the finals and the goat and Benty are watching in the crowd. And my best friend, the Lion, fought their Blackhawk, I believe is what they are. Thorold Blackhawks. It was a Blackhawk. They
Yes.
got in a brawl in the hallway, like not even in front of all the fans. Like they fought each other in the
Sick.
hallway. And well, Uncle Scoot won. Ha ha. He's now my brother-in-law. And we won the series. Suck it, Blackhawks.
That's good hockey.
It was good hockey, and it took everybody. My 15-year-old buddy Ken Dunn fought John Scott, who was way older and bigger than him,
Ooh,
and he was like, "Watch this,
ooh.
guys! Watch what I'll do for the boys. I'm gonna go out there and fight John Scott," and it was hilarious.
I can imagine that was a one-way ticket.
He hung in there, just like I would,
Good.
you know. Just hang in there. Don't get just don't get hurt.
Put your head down, hold on.
Yeah. Anyways, mascots can be fun if they get involved, right? I think there should be more mascot fights in hockey. Just thinking out loud in the shed again.
That'd be a good pay-per-view.
Have all the mascots get in brawls.
Yeah, mascot Royal Rumble,
yeah.
King of the Ring. That'd be
Anywho,
sick.
what are we talking about? You know what I found weird though was so I, you know, the Devils have had the same guys like our crew, our core from way back in 2014, 15, which is bizarre. But like you were the Manchester equipment guy in 18, 19, and Ginner's still there and Finner's still there, Finner and Ginner. But Dallas Earhart's like the only player that's still there.
Yeah, Big Bad Dal is still there. He's the what's Dallas now? He's got to be 33, I think, somewhere around there. I don't know. He's been there so long. I think he's older than he is. So I, knowing me, knowing my luck, he's probably like late 20s. But I feel like he's early to mid 30s. But I don't know.
He's been there a long time
Great
and
guy.
I see him fighting big boys and like he mucks it up, eh?
He's just a leader. He's a warrior. He'll do whatever it takes. He's got some silky hands. But I'm sure you've seen the highlight reel of the goal he scored when he was junior, I think, where he did some disco dancing shit. Or if you type him into YouTube, you'll find some sick. It's either a breakaway or a penalty shot. I can't remember. But he's got some sick hands. And he'll lie down and eat pucks for you. He'll go in a corner and fight guys, do whatever he needs to do.
It seems like that Critchlow is the same type of dude. So they got a couple good leaders there. I don't know the deal with Critch, if he's coming back. Like, I sponsored him this season, and man, what a guy to sponsor. The guy scores, fights, mucks it up. Then he makes Team Great Britain, and now he's becoming a staple of that team too. And he's scoring and mucking it up. And it's like, man, I have good taste in men. You know?
And Lisa doesn't, but there we go.
Then again, I'm talking to you today. It's funny though, because you equipment guys in the off season, you guys got time. If I text you and I'm like, hey, I want to talk today, it gets my juices flowing. You guys are responsive, you and Moose and Andy. These players, man, they can play hard to get. They think they're all so busy, and I'm like, what are you doing? It's the off season. What do you got to do?
Up at the cottage, you know.
Well, you go home and you haven't seen family for so long. The first couple weeks when you get home is exhausting. When it's like,
it's crazy. My phone doesn't stop.
Yeah, and it's exciting though, man. I used getting on that plane from Germany on my way back home. Man, I'd be so juiced up. And like when you're younger and before kids and all that, and like every time you come back and the boys are all together the night you get back, and then don't matter how tired you are.
Oh, it's go time. It's go time.
It's time to reconnect.
Exactly.
Yeah, I used to love that stuff. That was a fun day getting back home for the year. But yeah, those guys are all doing that. Like I did try to get Ginner in again, and he's just home now, and I know how busy that would be, you know,
especially with a pregnant girlfriend and showing off the bump to the whole family and having that news. It's going to be crazy for him.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and obviously trying to build a team for next year. Coaches don't get so much time off.
Well, the recruiting is so important to the people you get, eh? You'd have to make a lot of phone calls to make sure you're getting the right people.
Giant. I couldn't imagine being a coach. Like, bad enough being an equipment guy talking to players so much about their equipment and things when you sign them. But they're signed, they're done. It's not like you have to keep talking to guys to see if they fit your room, fit your culture, fit what you want to do, what they want to do. And you have to speak to 1,000 guys to sign one.
Why,
I couldn't be a coach.
I remember when we were in Cardiff and Lordo had Doucette in the summer, like, just searching lead prospects, like just searching. And I was like, man, I do that. The research team can do that for fun when I lock down a guy. I'm like, okay, this is who I'm talking to.
Yeah, because you know what you got. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, but to just search through all that, man, there's a lot of us out there.
Yeah.
That's what I like about this. So coaching minor hockey is a wild ride to me because you have to get the parents on the same side as everybody and the coaches and the players and like make sure they're buying into what you're doing. And then you also have to have the kids do it, which I'm more into the kids. I don't really talk to the parents that much. You know, I get to know the kids. but like,
yeah, you don't need to know.
There's
parents.
A lot to it. But the one thing I don't have to do is recruiting. It's like, so if you kids want to go try out in AAA, good luck. If that's what you want to go
later.
Do. But I'm here coaching, and if you want to play for me, I'm the coach here. And whoever shows up to tryouts, I'll be here, and I'm going to pick the kids that earn it. I don't care who your parents are, who you're related to. Whoever earns it will be on the team, you know?
It's a lot easier. And you know they want to be there.
And I don't have to figure it out till the fall. I don't have to call nobody.
No. They just roll in and say, hey, see you, the coach. Nice, great.
Yeah. Recruiting would – man, if I – became a coach and pro, like that recruiting thing would be so important this time of year.
Yeah, it's like, and a lot of recruiting is done at the tail end of the regular season. So, you know, players are signed in playoffs and players are signed still in the regular season. They know where they're going. Well, that's how it is in Europe, mainland Europe, you know?
I do know, man. It was bizarre to me when I got over there and I didn't know what it was like. And then I'm playing for Landshut and that's just my team. And I hadn't been talking to anybody about the next season. And then I show up for the first round of playoffs and like our best defenseman, Geipe, is getting interviewed by all these news people. I'm like, what the hell is going on? And they're like, oh, it got leaked that he's switching to Bietigheim at the end of the year. I'm like, you're saying our player has signed with a different team? And then you find out that is completely normal.
Completely normal to announce it before the season's ended, before the playoffs have ended.
And then the fans don't like them because they're leaving and they don't understand why. And you're like, well, they offer you a contract and they're like, you have 24 hours to decide. And you're like, okay. And then you take it, which a lot of guys would if it's for more money and the other team's saying they won't do it. And it's like, so then you fans are going to get mad at the player because he wants to make way more money and play for a different team next year that offered him.
Yeah, and support his family and have maybe a better chance at winning or a better lifestyle or a better city, whatever.
Or like and he's a pro hockey player and he only has a short window to make money and somebody's offered him a contract that he wants to take. It's like, so you're going to hold that personally against him as a player, as a person? Okay.
It's like, so if your boss came to you or if your competitor at your office and a competitor came to you and said, hey, we're going to pay you $5,000-$10,000 more to do the exact same thing. And we're going to give you a nicer apartment. We're going to give you shorter travel and you're going to live in a capital city or a ski city or something. Do you want it? And you're going to be like, yeah, because you've got to look after number one at the end of the day.
And that's funny because if I got offered by any competitor, I wouldn't be going anywhere because I work for a shed guy and I ain't going nowhere because when I left Cardiff and I had nothing and I had nobody and I'm in a new town where nobody knows me, this fella took a chance on me. And then he trusts me. He has my back. He knows what I'm doing out here in the shed and he thinks it's hilarious and he knows that I got his back. Perfect. And I'm going to do my job. And it's like, I ain't going nowhere.
No. And then that's it. It goes a long way because
it's the same in hockey, right?
Return to him.
Yeah, and in hockey, man, when teams have your back, when you feel like a part of something, guys will take less to stay where they're happy.
Yeah, just for an easier lifestyle.
Or to play for certain coaches, right?
Yeah, just to know what you got.
Mm-hmm.
I got to take one AirPod out because they're dying.
I knew you wouldn't be prepared today. Come on, Deese.
Not my fault. They're old. The battery doesn't last so long. We've been talking a while. It'll charge in 5 minutes, then I'll switch. It'll be fine.
Okay, I know you're always going to make it work. Who won your league this year? You guys didn't make playoffs.
I think Klagenfurt won it and won the regular season. But like that means, you know, it doesn't mean a lot in Austria. It's playoffs. So it was a Salzburg-Klagenfurt final. It went to game 7 in the final and Salzburg won it. So
really
I'm really good friends with the two Salzburg equipment guys. So it was good for them.
Yeah, Salzburg wins that quite a bit, right? With that Red Bull budget.
It's their third year in a row. They had the three-peat this year.
Mm-hmm. Money talks, they say.
Money does. It's pro sports, you know. Money talks.
Money does talk. That's always been a destination. People always want to go to Salzburg. Beautiful city, and they got money to pay hockey players, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I always remembered the stories when I was there, though, that they had some coach. Don't need to really bring up any names, but like guys knew that, yeah, you'd make money going there, but you're going to pay the piper.
You need
a big old shit burger and it's going to be running, biking, squatting, jumping, running.
Well, that's it. You know, you pay the big bucks. You expect your pound of flesh.
Yeah. The thing I never got into that I hear is a thing now in hockey is the heart rate monitors on people all the time. And it's like, I don't think anybody wanted to see what my ticker was ticking at because it would have been a high rate.
Yeah, they probably would have called a cardiologist for you, Wally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there was a few times I was going down.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I don't need a heart rate monitor, coasting. Folks. I know I'm trying hard.
I'm just doing up your skates.
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes. Tough night before. me, you and Hendo got together the night before. We were like, gonna be a tough morning. Don't ask Steve to sharpen skates. Don't ask Wally to move a lot.
I always thought it was the funniest hockey situation ever when Hendo first got to Cardiff and was having fun. And it's a fun city and it's easy place to have fun if you want to have fun. And Hendo was having fun during the weeks. And he'd show up to practice and put like the icy hot on his neck so you can't smell his breath. And then it's like, Lordo's been around the block. He knows how guys play hockey. And Lordo knew exactly what he was doing. And Hendo thought he was being smart. I just was watching it all going, this is hilarious.
And I was feeding Hendo fucking chewing gum in the morning. So like, Hendo, take another chewing gum quick.
But then he was going out there every weekend, hitting everything that moved and fighting the biggest Total guys gamer. Ever. And it's like, so what? Are you going to tell him to stop? Yeah. The guy's becoming a legend.
if you take that away from him, he's just going to become a shell of a man.
Yeah, he's a wild man when he first got to Cardiff. And they know every time he hit somebody, they'd play the Wrecking Ball song. That was so hockey.
Oh, yeah. That was funny. Who did he hit? Kevin Westgarth, he hit with the big hip check in front of our bench.
And then they play the song, I came in like a wrecking ball. Never thought I was going to sing in the shed. I just did it.
don't do it again.
I'm more of a dancer, Dees. You know that.
Oh, yeah. Shake it off.
Shake it off. That was a good tune. Had any good kebabs or yufkas lately?
I had my first kebab actually last week that I've had in, I don't even know, maybe 8-9 months. I had the first one.
That doesn't make any sense to me. I see what you're working with here, Dees. You haven't been exercising. So
I'm down 45 pounds, Wally.
I was wondering why that shirt is so baggy on you.
Yeah, it's huge. This is because I've been doing housework and in the garden, so I just threw this thing on. It's huge on me now.
It's huge. Why are you not eating yufkas and kebabs? I don't understand. You've changed?
I'm trying to be better. I had a little health scare at Christmas, and I'm trying to be better for myself.
So you're blaming it on yufkas?
Yeah. I'm blaming it on everything. I was drinking heavily.
That's what makes my body go. I need that stuff. That's what oils it up.
Oils it up. Lubes up the joints, keeps it going.
Yeah, that's.
But I'm trying to be better. But since I've been home 15 days now, and I think I've eaten out probably 13 of them because I'm just going out for dinners, lunches,
see people,
catching up with guys. Yeah, just doing a lot of things.
So that sounds really fun.
It's been actually a wild, wild 2 weeks, and I've loved every second of it.
The first 2 weeks at home every off season are the best.
They are. But next week, my calendar's clear next week. So I'm pretty chilled out. I just got to do a lot of shit with my mama and help her around the house. And that's but next week, I got no lunch plans, no dinner dates. So I'm good. I'm like, oh. And then my bank balance will maybe be a bit more thankful for me too.
Well, yeah, going out to eat and having fun costs money. Fun isn't always free, right? You can't just always go out to your shed and talk to friends and have fun.
No.
Yeah. Well, I found a loophole here in the world, you know? You can have fun and not pay for it. But you got to buy a Zoom membership every year, I guess. You know?
Oh. How much is a Zoom membership?
Like a couple $100 a year, I think.
Ouch.
Yeah, I know. You know what my new idea is, though? I lost my jersey maker guy. So I'm thinking I'll front the money and buy some jerseys and maybe like 10 to 20 of them and get some shed legends and get two ales and cocktails. Like, this thing never started because of me. This started because of all the guys I played with that are muck runners. And I was thinking, like, why don't I make a two ales jersey with like Carew 30 on the back? Dowd 75 on the back, Tansy 6 limited on the back, editions. Martin 88 on the back. Have those raffles. Nobody wants a Walton 18. They want those guys. Do you imagine those raffles would go bonkers?
Yeah, don't put my name on the back. I don't think you're going to get much for that one.
No, maybe just take off one of those tight pairs of shoes and sign them. Maybe we'll raffle that off, eh? Get some of your old school pumps.
Some of my pumps or some of my Jordans out there.
Yeah. But seriously, wouldn't that be a good idea? I think that's a good idea.
People would buy it, especially if they're one-offs. You know, you're just
Right.
making
There's one
a
goat,
team.
two ales and Hockeytails jersey, and you're like, who wants it?
Yeah.
Right?
That'd be sick.
Do I
You
have to
could
ask the players
auction
if
it
I'm
or you
allowed
could
to put
raffle
their
it.
name and number on it first? Do I have to ask all my shed guys if I can do that? How do they
I don't
know
think
Martin
so.
88 means Joey? They don't know that.
Exactly. I think as long as you don't
It's a
put team
made-up
logos
hockey
on it,
team
you're
of
okay.
shed guys. Right?
Yeah, as long as you don't infringe trademarks, you're fine.
Hey, so get out of my way, folks. I'm using everybody to win.
Exactly. You've got to do what you can.
And I still owe Finner money, so we're going to
Switching
have to do
headphones,
this.
switching headphones.
Oh, you sound terrible now. I'm just
On the
kidding.
left headphone.
Anywho, did you have any pregame rituals with guys this year? Who are your guys this year? Who's your favorite player on the team?
My favorite guy this year. It was a tough year, so we had a there was a lot of changes. One of my favorite guys, he left towards the end of the season with Anthony Salinitri, plays for Team Italy. I can't remember which team. He went to Stavanger, I think. Yeah, he went to Stavanger Oilers from us because obviously we sucked, so he got the offer to go there. But me
And
and Salah go out for dinner a few
Stavanger goes
times.
for it every year.
Yeah, they were in the Champions League. They were real good. So Sal, I hung out with Sal a lot because he lived right above me. But I didn't have an out and out favorite guy, but we had a good group. We had a really good crew of guys there just hanging
Isn't it
out and in my
interesting
room.
how winning and losing changes so much? It's like you said, it was a tough year, so there's a lot of changes. When you win, there's not as many changes, and people want people
No.
back. Unless you go to Denmark, then they don't
Yeah.
want you back no matter what.
No.
No,
That's that
at least
Dancini guy,
unless
eh?
if you're a 5'8" guy with a bad body, then apparently you're not the guys to raise their puppies.
No.
Well, who was
That's
I to know?
because Danny boy, he didn't go to bat for you.
Well,
Danny didn't fight your corner.
old
Yeah,
Skin
he
there.
would have. He would have.
Well, he w once they did say that though, he said, I'd give you a great reference anywhere you want to go and this and that. And then,
It's normally management. A lot of it is not though as the coaches, it's management. They're like,
well, and
I
then
don't like the
I
guy.
was right wound up. I was right pissed off, and I was like, I don't need you guys for nothing type deal. And you win a championship and then your whole mood changes, what you think of it all, and then I didn't ask them for a favor. I wasn't going to ask them for nothing. And then it was actually Dan that reached out to me that summer, like a month or two into it. And he goes, hey, man, like I told you, I was going to give you a great reference. Like I told you to have teams call me and I will have your back.
Yeah.
And I was like, he's like, nobody's called. Like nobody. And I'm like, nobody's called me either. And I was like, what is happening? I have an agent. That's when I decided to make some plays on my own instead of wait for some guy to be my agent. I was like, well, this is my life. This is my job. Why don't I send some emails? And then that's how I ended up in Cardiff. You know?
Exactly. Who was your agent back then, Wally?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. His connections were in Switzerland, Austria, and the DL.
Oh, I
It
can guess
sounds
who that
like
is.
those ships had sailed for me, I guess, because when he took me on, that's where he thought I was heading. And then I decided to stay in Bietigheim and be loyal. And then things didn't work out there doing that for them. So then I feel like he had other guys that were going to make him some money more than I was at that point. So then I wasn't at the top of the list of making plays for. So then I had to make my own plays.
Yeah. But you got there. You got where you needed to be.
Yeah, well, that's what you gotta take care of yourself, right? Don't wait for other people to do it.
Exactly. Got Lisa, Colby, and was Zoe in the barrel then when you signed in Cardiff? Yeah, she was, right?
Yeah, happened that first year doing the NBA. Busy
Yeah.
times. Busy
Very
times.
busy times.
The next year wasn't so busy though when I didn't play hockey or go to school. Just
Oh.
got spray painted and dressed like superheroes, right?
Yeah, and
And the
drank some
power play
whiskeys.
coach too, right?
Will you? Oh yeah, you were the power play coach for them.
Kind
That's
of,
why
not
our power
like the
play
coach.
sucked.
I was like the power play tip guy. Like, tell them,
You were the spotter, yeah.
yeah, watch what's happening out there and give adjustments in between periods. But
Yeah.
I didn't get to actually like decide who went out there. I just got to decide what they did when they got out there.
Oh, I can tell you who went out there. Loda went right wing. Marty went on the
And Mo.
center, and yeah, Mo, that was easy. He didn't
And
have
then
to
there was
think
a
about
set
that
then there
one.
was a second unit that would clean up the end, though, you know?
Yeah, they
I
did the
was I used
last
to be on
25
that
seconds.
one.
Yeah, you got the I'm tired, you go do something.
I remember the 2014-15 year when he didn't know Hoth was Hoth, and he gave me Hoth on the second unit. Then he found out Hoth was Hoth, and then he took
Oh
him
yeah, and
too.
he's like, oh, you can go right up top.
Yeah. Oh, so and I had you with Wally. I better take him.
Yeah. Pad those point totals up.
Anyways, we're just joking, right?
Of course, always joking. It's all light.
Do you have any pregame rituals with guys, though?
No, none, none, no one.
You
Oh,
weren't
I had
having
one
fun
guy.
with anything.
Amadeus Ega would just we'd give a hip bump to each other, and then actually I did have a few thinking about it. I had a young kid, Paulie Reiner. We'd do the double fist bump, then a chest bump, and another one of my young guys, Jacob Peffer. We did the double bump, and then he randomly punched me in the head. So that was fun. We had a few.
We had a ton on our team. There was so much hockey going on with our under 13 boys. It was amazing how many rituals from the start of the year where there's nothing going on to by the end when you're dialed in all Ontarios, and they all had this
You get
routine.
deep fast.
Oh man, like they all went out on the ice in the same order. The same two kids, everybody would go out, and then they would wait for us coaches to come out and wait at the door to give us fist bumps before they'd go out for the warm up. And then they'd have the same like passing and every it was as hockey as it got, and they were in under 13, and it was so cool to see.
That's when it's fun.
Yeah, winning's fun. You like my red
Winning is
hat?
fun. I like your red hat. It's a champion's hat.
Yeah, they give that to you for winning all Ontario's red hats. I didn't think a red
We
hat would
you.
be that cool, but a red hat is that cool.
I got a couple then when we won playoffs and things with the Devils. Don't know where they are, but I've got them.
When you're playing the game, sometimes you don't really appreciate some of the things you're doing. I didn't take care of some of my medals and things of that nature in the days afterwards. I have misplaced my German medal, and a couple other things, but be
Got
nice
the gold
to.
helmet though, I can see it.
Yeah, the gold helmet's still there. You got to keep that for protection, you know? But yeah, the German medal got it was beaten up, and I do know it made it back to Canada, but there was no strap for it anymore, and it had been worn over the days of celebrating. So I'm not sure where it ended up. Maybe in a box somewhere around here.
You'll move house one day or be just cleaning up and you'll go, oh, there it
There
is.
it is. I had to found an article. I was look Colby lost my Sutherland Cup ring years ago, and I thought it might be in his closet. So I started looking in his closet. Then I found some Western Michigan article that I hadn't seen in years that,
Sick.
yeah, it was interesting to see. But I'm looking forward to taking my under 13 boys to Kalamazoo to see an NCAA game this year. I think that's going to be a memory for life. You know?
Kalamazoo Wings. Nice.
No, that's the East Coast team. I'm going to the
That's the
Western
East
Michigan
Coast.
Broncos. They're
Oh,
both
you're
in the
going to
same
the
town.
Broncos. Oh, so that's going to be an absolute war.
It's the Western Michigan Broncos. If people that don't know, it's the one of the best barns in the world, and they have the best student section going. It's something.
It's going to be wild.
And I haven't been back in 18 years. And I'm gonna bring my whole team.
Nice. Hopefully, there's someone you know there, a couple of guys you know, and
Well, the head coach said he was coming to the shed, and then he had an issue with his dog. This was like a year ago. And then I haven't gotten contact with him since, but like he was the coach of the Red Wings and everything, and like now he's the coach of the Broncos, and he was a confirmed shed
who's
guy.
that?
Pat Furschweiler. It's weird for me. When I played there, man, I could hardly get teams to come watch, and my agent couldn't because there weren't many prospects. Now, man, the Broncos, their season ends, there's like five or six of them signed with NHL teams. Like every year, it's crazy how it's changed.
Well, just at the World Championships with Austria just then, there was a bunch of scouts in the stands.
Oh, yeah.
Bunch of them.
Yeah, the World Championships is a good opportunity for fellas to strut their shit, ain't it?
Oh, yeah, a lot of peacocks out there.
Yeah, it's like going in the Champions Hockey League. It's like every team you play, you're showing your shit for them too.
You're in the window. Yeah, you're just in the window.
Yeah. Never got there though, you know. Earned my way there with Sundar Juski, but then they didn't ask me back, and then they played in the Champions League the next year. You know?
Suck never it, did. Waldo.
Yeah. Be better. Right? I guess.
That's all you can do. Be better.
Be better. anyways, what else you got? Anything?
Nothing. I've done nothing. I got to head on out of here in like 20 minutes, so I got to hop in a shower in a bit. I got a dinner to go to.
You definitely need a shower. I can see it. And you need a new shirt on if you're leaving the house. That thing is too
I'm
baggy.
Changing. Yeah. It's fine. This is just work shirt.
Work shirt. Yeah, that's a work shirt.
Taking my mom out.
Do you think people
dinner.
Are getting sick of us talking in my shed? Because you know what, folks? If you listened or you don't, I actually don't care. I'm going to talk to whoever I want to.
Ask for feedback, Wally. Ask him. Say, hey.
Have you had enough of these? Have you? I think it's so neat I started this because now I get to see whoever I want whenever I want, as long as they'll make the time for me, right?
I'll always make time for you. I've always got time.
Well, you've sprayed my tallywhacker before.
Yeah, many times, many times.
You know, now that I'm grown up, can't believe all that went on.
Or that we used to make when you were injured, and we used to make bacon in the microwave while they were on the ice.
I didn't. You did.
We used to put it in our bagels, and Loda would come stomping off the ice. This place stinks. I don't care.
Well, that was when, like, I was like, what, 3 years older than my coach, and he wouldn't even let me eat a bagel. You're telling me the whole team gets free bagels when you show up to practice, but Wally is not allowed to have one?
Yeah,
that's
you were on
sad
Richie's fitness
that's
rating.
Sad. I'm at the end of my career and you won't let me eat a bagel?
That's wild. I just had a message from Jamie Elson. You should get him in the shed.
I should get him in the shed, man. He's coaching like Team Great Britain, and he's done with the Bristol Pitbulls. Why is that?
Yeah, I have no idea. They just went their separate ways. I don't know. I didn't ask him about it.
It seems like he started something pretty special there in Bristol.
But they had a very tough year, but I didn't really follow. And it's hard to follow the lower leagues. Like, you can get information about the Elite League anywhere, but to follow the lower leagues when you're over in Austria, I don't see anything. And it's not like I chase getting information anyway. So
I am the same. I don't chase anything. I find it great that the Shed family keeps me connected. I just open up my device and a whole bunch of people write to me.
Send you his number.
Yeah, send me his number and I'll get old Jamay in here. He's earned it. And he's a Shed guy.
Jam,
he's
jam.
A beauty.
He is a beauty.
It's pretty neat what everybody's done in their hockey careers from that first, like, from the Devils when we first got there, eh? Like, there's been some pretty good careers blossom out of that group of misfits.
Well, there's Wilsey who's running around the world taking photographs sponsored by Bentley and Sony and whoever else he's sponsored by. It's crazy. You know, Ryan Russell's in the NHL. Did you know you weren't with Rusty?
Yeah, he was the new me. He took my job.
Yeah,
I picked him up from the airport, the guy they brought in to take my spot.
You were like, hey, how you doing? You're the replacement. Nice to see you.
Yeah,
so Rusty's
picked him up at
the
airport
NHL,
and drove him
scouting.
To his apartment. But that's what I appreciate about the Devils was they had to get a whole new apartment for Rusty when he got there because I wouldn't leave and they didn't make me leave. And we got to stay there and be a part of it and live in Cardiff for the year and be a part of the team. And that is why the pregame speeches did get so wild, right? Because like, well, I got to do my part. Can't just be here and not
pay
be
the
a part
piper
of it.
For what you've done. Yeah.
Yeah. just because you're hurt doesn't mean you can't get involved and try and help the team win, right?
Still part of the team, still got to go.
Yeah. But yeah, so he's in the NHL, what, it's like a scout or something, right?
Yeah, he's a scout. Last I heard it was for, was it Dallas? I think he was Dallas. Well,
that was why he was signed to come back the next year there, and yeah. That's when he didn't come back when he got that gig.
No, they gave him the offer, and he's like, okay, got to go.
Yeah. But then the GOAT's been the GOAT, and then there's like Gleason Fournier. He's having a time. A lot of rumors he's coming back.
I can't talk about that.
I can't talk about it either, but I did see he's playing in Ben Davis's testimonial.
Yeah, well, his girl's from Cardiff, so he's in town.
Oh,
he's
okay.
In town for visiting the family, and he's got the wedding this summer to her. So I think he told me he was getting married in Spain. So he's back home right now, fixing all the wedding shit with the in-laws and stuff.
Well, he's a heck of a hockey player. Any team would be lucky to have that guy.
And a great guy.
Yeah.
And I'm his translator, you know, with my fluent French. I've done some translating for him.
Parlez-vous un petit peu français?
I don't know. I can't speak a word of French, but once he did an interview and I pretended I could speak French and I translated it all. So it's probably on YouTube. It was a very interesting interview.
We did have a lot of fun when we were in Cardiff, though. Like, you remember the year-end parties with like the beer pong tournaments and stuff?
Oh, Amari with the mascot head on. And
yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of stories.
I remember that. That was when Colby got to come to the year-end party for like the first hour or two until things were getting to end of year party-ish. Then
yeah. And it was like, okay,
then
kids
he got
out.
Picked up. Yeah, then he got picked up. Yeah. But he did get to play beer pong for a bit, right?
Yep. Bouncy had played beer pong naked, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, you get the tramp stamp out there playing beer pong, and you're like, oof, tough lot to look at here. How are you supposed to focus on making your shot, right?
Oof. And it's just, oh, yay.
Oh, I can't wait to watch those boys play Canada in the morning. That's going to be so fun. Hey?
It's going to be wild. I just hope they can keep the legs burning into the third and they'll do a good job.
Well, it's like they're going to go out there and play against Connor Bedard. And it's like the way he's going, it's like that's like going out there and mucking it up against Sidney Crosby. And it's like that'd be a day you'd never forget the rest of your life.
Absolute banana lands that you get to take a face off against Bedard, Tavares, you know.
And oof. People should be snapping photos tomorrow, you know? Like, these guys need to remember this shit. If they have a shed someday and they're taking a face off against Bedard, they should smack that right on the wall, right?
Oh, gotta take a picture and blow that up. Mm-hmm. Tell your grandkids, look who I played against.
And they earned this. Like, they earned their way there. And it was the old Twinkle Toes and the whole crew. And it must be tough for old Twinkle Toes to not be there anymore, Jono. But he is a big part of why they're there. And the Quiet Psycho and Mizey too, right? Like, Mizey's not with them now this year.
No, he retired. I don't know what he's doing next year. I don't know if he's going back to France or what.
Well, man, he's a guy that's really changed my life, man. Like, for him bringing me back for his testimonial, that introduced me to a whole new crew of shed guys. It brought me back to Cardiff to see everybody. And, man, those are the things that the days you never get back, you know?
No, just great memories and starts balls rolling.
Those testimonials are something else, aren't they?
I don't know. I don't remember Batchies.
Well, you didn't play well. I can tell you that.
I took two shifts and I was the drunkest guy in Cardiff on both of them. And on my second shift, I'd walked around the rink without skate guards on. So I had no edges.
Yeah, you were, I think they call it a puddle.
Yeah, I think I was past being a puddle.
See, I worked my way through it. I was a gamer, and I did what it took. I had to have a couple laydowns before and during the match, but I got through it.
I don't even want to think about how much whiskey I drank before, during, and after the game.
That doesn't make any sense. You knew you had a hockey game to play. What were you doing?
I knew I wasn't.
That's why you're an equipment manager, not a professional like myself.
Yeah, but I knew I wasn't going to go on the ice. I was there for entertainment purposes, not there for hockey purposes.
Yeah, no,
like the court jester, you know, I'm just the clown they wheel out.
I was sucking wind out there, but I got through it. And I was, you know, I played my game.
What you gotta do?
Good thing they didn't have the heart rate monitor on me, though.
Oof. That would have been spinning.
Oh, man, I remembered I had to take one of my droolers. I think it was after the first game or before the first game. I'm not sure which. And Franny took a video of me sleeping on the floor and put up my song, Good Day for Living.
Oh, yeah.
What a fun weekend.
I remember we were all singing the theme tune to SpongeBob SquarePants. It was after warm-up, and we put that on the stereo, and we had a whole room. Are you ready, kids? It was wild.
Well, for me, it's like coaching. When you have to wear no equipment, it's like I can get winded when I play the scrimmages with the boys, but like you don't have to wear equipment. Then you go out there to those testimonials and you have to wear like full gear, and then you go out for a warm-up and you know you've had a late night the night before, and you're like, man, I'm like tired just from skating around a circle and warm-up shooting on an empty net. Oh. It's like, how are we gonna play a game?
100%.
It's exhausting.
Yeah. 100%.
Well, I
all
guess.
All right, Wally, I got to fly.
I know. I got to get back to the real world, too. Well, it was great seeing you again, sir. Go get in the shower.
All right, brother.
Get a better shirt on. Go get at it.
Spruced up.
Yeah.
Get after it. All right. Speak to you soon.
Okay. Everybody you see over there that I know, say hi to them for me.
Oh, I'll be seeing them probably Monday, Tuesday. So I'll see some guys.
Okay. Don't forget your fun selfies. Sure. Hey, you know that the first picture I have when I retired from hockey, it was all non-hockey stuff, all family stuff. And then all of a sudden on my phone, if you go through the storyboard, all of a sudden there's a selfie from you, Deuce, and the Goat at a practice at the Big Blue Tent or somewhere. Or, I don't know where. Yeah, but you send me the selfie and I'm like, oh my God, they haven't forgot about me.
I remember that picture.
Yeah, good picture.
Great picture. We'll put that up as my we'll put that up for my board when you put this on Insta.
Oh, poster pics. Yeah, you got to send me. Do you
have
new
poster
ones?
Pic, that's it.
You got to send me.
I'll find you some.
Yeah, send me the one from the Gratz guys with Team Austria there that you put up there. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah. I'll do that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You're with Team Austria now, eh? And you're just a Welsh boy running amok.
Get the call. Just lucky.
It must be the tight
just
shoes.
Just thankful for every little. It was little tight shoes.
Little tight shoes, tight sharpening, you know?
Skinny legs. You know, my chicken legs running around. So
chicken legs and a beer belly. You might have some Walton jeans in you.
Oh, for sure. Look like maybe I'm Big Ron ever come across to Wales when he was younger?
I don't think so, but he sure did come when we were there.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah,
he even went to Dundee with the fans. He had a time. That's hockey, folks. The Red Army bus can get away from you. And this has been another episode of Two Ales and Hockey Tales with Beast and Wally.
Two Ales and Hockey Tales with Wally. For the fans to the players living their hockey dream. Two Ales and Hockey Tales with Wally. Kim Carden, Sidoruski, and everywhere in between. Oh, I hope you don't mind if I introduce you to another shed guy. And remember, kids, when it is fun. Some chocolate, please.